are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Whew, we had a great first hour. I'm going to want to kind of recap some of the stories. We had a doctor that found the G-spot, told everybody about it, is all excited, and now other doctors are grumpy that they didn't find it first. Okay. We were also talking about the Marine who posted how much he disliked President Obama and how he didn't want to follow his orders on Facebook, and how he got fired. We also talked about how oregano can fight prostate cancer. Pretty exciting stuff. So we'll recap some of those, but of course, go into more of today's stories. I didn't get to a story regarding how a kidney was transplanted. It didn't go well, and they decided to reuse the kidney. We're going to now start to recycle things, right, and reuse things because we don't have enough organs. So we'll talk about what they did with that instead of throwing it out. I guess it was a little earthquake in California, but they said watch it because it could mean another Northridge is on the way. So I don't know. We'll look a little deeper into that. But we got a very busy show. Please call in with your medical questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. We're getting a lot of them. I'm going to see how many I could get through today. If not, I'm going to have to probably email you back personally. But let's look at this one here. Doctor, I'm listening to you in Chino talking about the doctor who found the G-spot. Can you review the six layers of the vagina and the whole female anatomy? Oh, you've got to be kidding. No, I don't want to do that. No, I don't know what the six layers are. All right, just to kind of keep some of you guys up to speed, if you didn't get to listen to the first hour, this Dr. Ostrensky, who found the G-spot, did it by examining a Polish cadaver and dissecting her six layers of her vagina. I guess you can't do that in America, but you could do it in Poland. And he found grape-like clusters of erectile tissue housed in a sac less than 1 centimeter across, calling it the G-spot. Okay? They said, he said, it was between the vaginal wall's fifth layer, the endopelvic fascia, and the sixth, the dorsal perineal membrane. So you want me to review all six layers? I don't know. I mean, I've performed pap smears, but I've never taken the speculum into the vaginal layers. I mean, I know there's multiple. I mean, really? You want to review female anatomy? All right, here we go. Okay. Let's do this, boy. Okay, you got your uterus. You got your uterine tubes that were developed from the paramesonephric ducts. You got all that. You got the hymen that separates the lumen of the vagina from the urethral sinus. You got that? I hope you're drawing this. You're drawing it all? You got your pencil? Okay, we're doing this all for you. All right? I don't know why in Chino you don't have enough, you know, there's no other radio show that'll go over female anatomy. Really? You then have the clitoris, which forms from the phallus. You have the labia minora, all right, which are the urogenital folds that remain unfused, and the labia majora, which are the labial sacral folds. No, I'm not reading this. I'm just, you know, looking at my own anatomy and reading it off. I have tags that are labeled as we go. Okay. External genitalia, by the way, of the female are formed by the end of the 12th week. All right. So if you're looking at your fetuses on ultrasound, you may not be able to see the layers, but that if they're forming female genitalia, it's done by 12. Now you have your broad ligament, your mesovarium, your ovarian ligament, and your suspensory ligament. You got all that? All right, now let's look at your ovary linings. You got your germinal epithelium, your tunica, fix your radios, albuginia. You got your cortex and your medulla. All right. Okay, let's go into your uterine tubes. You got the infundibulum. I don't care if I'm going too quickly. Just look it up on Wikipedia. You got your ampulla, which is the shaft of the tube, and then you got your isthmus. That's the uterine tube. That's the narrow portion that opens into the uterus. Okay, now remember, your infundibulum is a funnel-shaped end with a fimbria. All right, that's where the ovary goes. And you know when you guys kind of see, it kind of looks like a Muppet. next to the ovary, that's your infundibulum, okay? Now, the uterine tubes have layers. You want layers. You're getting layers today. The uterine tube has the internal mucosa, which is ciliated to move sperm. So you got hair, little hair-like projectiles helping to move the sperm. It also brings nutrients to the ova. They always need the vitamin B, you know, and they kind of like, you know, little kale smoothie. Then you have your muscularis, a thick circular layer and a thin outer layer. And then you have your serous layer of the uterine tube. Is that good enough? No, you want more? You want more? Okay. Let's see what else. Now, your uterus, of course, has the fundus, which is the dome-shaped, the body, which gets the implantation of the zygote after you fertilize, and then the cervix. The cervix is what goes into the vagina, and it opens, has an opening such that anything that goes into the vagina could then hopefully go into the uterus as long as it's not bacterial and it's more of a sperm nature, and that's what we pap. All right, no, we're not done yet. Now we got your uterine wall layers. You got your perimetrium. You got your myometrium, and you got the endometrium. But no, we're not done. You asked for this. You're getting it. The endometrium has the stratum functionale and the stratum basale. Absolutely. All right, very good. All right, vaginal walls. Now, according to my site, there's only three layers. You got your inner mucosal layer, which has non-keratinized stratified squamous epithelium. Pretty erotic, huh? Yeah. Then you got your muscularis layer. Some of us are a little bit more muscular than others. And then you got your fibrous layer. All right. Those of us in high school that rise to the top of the popularity chain have a very, very strong fibrous layer. Do I need to go into the vulva? I really don't want to do this. Okay, is that enough? Is that enough of the layers? So to answer your question, there. That is your female anatomy. All right? Hope you like it. All right, so anyway, yeah, so this doctor's all excited. The other doctors, you know, involved in sexual medicine was like, nah, he didn't find the G-spot. Other doctors are like, wait a second. I never thought of dissecting the vagina to look for the G-spot. You know, I thought I'm just looking at the breasts. So I don't know how the cadaver is doing. I'm hoping they redressed her. So I'm really not too sure. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please, of course, follow me on Twitter at DRDALIAH, which is Dr. Dahlia, no period in between. All right, doctor, I have never been able to achieve orgasm. I remember you discussed women lacking the ability on your show, but only caught the last part. Can you explain what those of us women should do if we can't orgasm? Yeah, we, And I feel bad because in the previous hour I said I really didn't want to go into a whole show on orgasm again. But it's fine. It's fine. That's what we're here for. This is what we do. We answer your questions. I was talking about how as a family medicine doctor, now I'm not a sex therapist by any means. I would refer you to a sex therapist if you couldn't. If you had any difficulty climaxing, have never enjoyed sex, I would probably get a sex therapist involved because they could spend the much needed time that you need. Many of us are family docs, you know, we're always in and out, we're always rushing, you know, HMOs are sitting there tapping their foot, waiting for us to move from one patient to another patient, and this is a pretty delicate subject that, you know, needs some time. However, many of my patients can't see a sex therapist, their insurance doesn't cover it, so I'll tell you what I tell them, all right? There is a group of women that have never been able to climax. However, within that group, there are some that actually can, and they think they can't, all right? And that brings down the group to a smaller sliver, All right, this sliver that's out there, those are the ones that may benefit from a sexual therapist or a sexual medicine doctor to probably help them find certain parts of their body that can actually elicit the nerve responses that they need. Okay, and then you have some where they're just numb. There's just nothing. Now, we discussed in the previous hour how, you know, these G-spot studies that they've been doing, and I just hate that term. I hate that term. I don't even know what the G stands for. You know, I'm sure many of you guys know, but I don't. Just let me know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I'm sure Donovan's going to look it up right now for us. But where was I going with this? You know, they were discussing how, you know, people who have been paralyzed or have had spinal cord injury, they could still obtain orgasm because of the different nerve paths. So it all depends on the nerves. It depends on where the nerves are. And in this particular case, this doctor of Strowski, if I'm pronouncing his name right, found it within a couple layers, the fifth and sixth layer of the vaginal wall, a little cluster about a centimeter in size. And he's, according to him, it only took him 7 hours to get to. I know there were six layers. Maybe it took them 1 hour and 7 minutes, maybe, per layer, you know, and then maybe you have to stop to go to the bathroom. But anyway, it took them 7 hours. Okay, so let's say you have a group of women. You have a group of women that can climax, and they're happy, and they're fine. Everything's good. Okay, you have a group of women that can do it multiple times. Okay, that's rare. I know many men have watched many a TV show or many a movie and believe that their partner should be able to do what they could do in the movies, where it looks like an all-nighter. Okay, I'm going to tell you that, tell you right now, many women cannot do the multiple orgasms, so don't even go there, okay? If she wants to rest, if she wants to go to sleep, if she wants to get something to eat, let her do it, please, okay? But you do have that group of women, okay? So we have on the opposite end of the spectrum, you got women that can do multiple. You have women that can climax and be happy and fine. Then you have the group of women that say, no, it doesn't work for me. Now, in those women, we have to, you know, sit down with them and get them to kind of be honest, okay? All right, is it just with your partner that you can't climax? Are you able to climax by yourself? Now we have that group of women that say, yeah, as long as I'm in control, doing what I need to do, I'm good. All right, I can't do it with him. He doesn't know what to do. If he does know what to do, is everything okay? Yes. Okay, that's a third group. That group's fine. We don't need to spend any more time. Insurance company's happy. They don't have to spend any more money on them. Great. Okay, now we have the group of women that go, well, no, I just can't climax if he's even around. Okay, well, are you sexually attracted to him? Yeah, I'm attracted to him. No. You know, I just can't do it with him around. We have sex, we're happy, but I do my own climaxing on my own. Okay, well, you know, I mean, if they have a relationship and they're fine and they're cut, you know, oh, I know why we talked about this a few weeks ago, because there was that study on women who faked orgasms and why would they do it. So that's why we got into the subject. So I apologize if this is a repeat, but I don't know if this particular hour of the show you guys caught that, so I don't mind reviewing it. Okay, so you have a group of women that as long as they're by themselves, they can do what they need to do, can't do it with the other partner around. All right, but they still, though, have the nerves intact. They could still do what they could do, which is now we're dealing with the psychological aspect. Okay, biologically, neurologically, anatomically, they're fine. They're normal. We have a psychological aspect. So that's that. That's another group. Okay, now we look at the women, and this is the harder group, all right, especially as a family doctor, who go, sorry, Dolly, it won't happen. Okay, and I'm like, okay, it can't happen. I'm like, okay, that's fine. You know, what have you tried? Well, I tried this, I tried this, I tried this. Okay, well, did you ever try an aid? Did you ever try this, that? Oh, no, I don't believe in AIDS. I don't believe in that. Okay. All right, and it's important to ask because, again, I as a doctor or anybody in the gynecology field or whatever, we're trying to figure out if there's an anatomical issue. Now, I'm not saying just because somebody, you know, has difficulty climaxing means they have a tumor or anything like that, but it is a part of the history that we take. We want to know that they are able to have sex, enjoy sex, any issues with that. Or if they're coming to for that reason, yeah, you got to ask it, you know. You can't just write them a pill. There's no pill for this. Okay, so sometimes we need to instruct women on how to do it. If they are instructed how to do it, they know how to climax, they're able to climax, they're happy. Great, now that group is gone. But then you have the group where they've tried everything. They've watched movies. They've read the Cliff Notes. They've gone to Wikipedia. They've called the Dr. Dahlia Show. They've done everything. Watched Dr. Oz. I don't know. And nothing. Just nothing. All right. Well, you know that, but you see, that's a very, very small group. And I mean, we really, really, really have to narrow it down. And they also have to be honest with their doctor. They have to be honest. Okay. If they have always had sexual intercourse with men and they don't like men, they really would rather have a female partner, you know, then you're looking at something that could be anatomically, but also more psychologically. So we find those women. We try to get them in with the sexual therapist. I try to get them in with the gynecologist and we go from there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I don't charge them a copay. I don't know. Maybe I do. I don't know. Okay. Enough there. So, for this particular listener, I would, you know, definitely recommend you talk to your gynecologist or your family doc. But figure out which group you're in. All right. That's important. And you need to be honest. If you're not ready to be honest with your doctor and you're not ready to be honest with yourself, you're probably not going to be able to figure this out. Okay. Now, is it okay? I've had women ask me, they go, Dahlia, what's wrong? Is there something wrong with the marriage if I can't climax with my husband, but I could climax by myself? I mean, you know, we've talked about this. How do you know if something's wrong with your marriage? Okay. And it's a definition that's obviously not well defined. And I think sometimes inappropriately defined because of such a high divorce rate. I mean, in the olden days, you made it work. You made that marriage work. Now, some marriages, these people slept in different beds. Some marriages, they didn't have sex. Other marriages, they were fine. They were happy. But they didn't like each other's mother-in-law. Didn't matter. They stayed married. Okay, nowadays, marriages are falling apart all the time where people are just not even getting married. Now we're seeing so many couples say, you know what? Let's just live together. Let's just live together and, you know, we'll be happy. Okay. Now, I made my husband sign papers. Oh, yeah, I didn't want him leaving. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right. If there is some sort of sexual dysfunction in the marriage, it doesn't mean the marriage is falling apart. Many marriages do very well. I mean, look at the marriages where you have the woman lose their sex drive. Look at the marriages where men lose their erectile dysfunction. These marriages can still be strong. I mean, look at the marriage between Christopher Reeve and his wife. I mean, that was a very strong marriage, very strong bond there. And she was with him to the end. And very sad case for both of them because they both passed. But Christopher Reeve was the one that played Superman that, I guess, fell off a horse and had a spinal cord injury. So, no. I mean, you know, if there is an issue, where marital problems come is when you don't communicate about it. Okay, if you don't communicate about the situation or communicate to each other regarding the situation, that's when marital problems can arise. Okay, if you never climax, right, and then you start not becoming interested in sex, your partner could be saying, well, you know, maybe she's interested in somebody else. Maybe she doesn't love me anymore. Okay, so you need to sit down with them and go, look, I'm having some issues. I'm having some menopausal issues, vaginal dryness, etc. Right, you know? I mean, same thing with gentlemen and the erectile dysfunction. You know, some women, they still don't get the whole erectile dysfunction issue. They think it's them. And the reason why is they remember the strong, vibrant sexual life that they had. All of a sudden, they gain some weight. They have a couple children. As they try to get involved with sex, they notice he's having some more difficulty. And the funny thing is when it happens to a couple, the couple doesn't sit here and go, oh, I have erectile dysfunction. This is something that Viagra can help. No. What happens is the couple goes, oh, well, it looks like it's not happening. Is something wrong? You know, he may go, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's wrong. I mean, he's not thinking erectile dysfunction or an issue with the blood vessels or an issue with his testosterone or corpus cavernosum. I mean, he's not thinking that. He's thinking there's a problem. All right. And he may not be able to define the problem. She, while she's there, is like, oh, it's got to be me. I've gained weight. It's the stretch marks. It's the cellulite, whatever. Okay. This is where you need to talk. And this is why it helps to have your doctor as a mediator, because they could say, well, you know, you're 45, you're 48. We may want to evaluate you for erectile dysfunction, buddy. And what? I'm too young for that. What? You know, but then you always see the sigh of relief from the woman going, oh, whew, it's not me. And we're like, no, honey, probably not you. Now, sometimes it is. My husband has told me many a time he doesn't like the moo moo. I didn't even hear the music.
You'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later. And the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get PreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get Prepared Expo. Expo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. A little later this hour, we'll talk about the little boy who daddy decided to wire so he could hear what's going on with teachers. He was a little autistic boy, and he wanted to, father was kind of suspicious that the kid was being mistreated by his teachers. So we're going to talk about that a little later this hour. All right, let's talk about kidney transplants and how doctors are going to be reusing and recycling the kidneys due to our scarcity of transplant organs. Okay, so a transplanted kidney that was failing in a patient in Chicago. While the patient was still alive, they decided to go in, take that kidney, and give it to somebody else. They think this is the first documented case of a recycled transplanted kidney. So that means this kidney has now been in three people. Okay, we're talking musical chairs, musical kidneys. Now, there have been other cases since the 1980s of transplant organs being used more than once, but they're rare, and they involved instances where the first recipient had died. The person died, so they took out the organ and used it. This is where all the patients are still alive. All right? The one where it failed, they gave him a different kidney, used the kidney on somebody new. Now, they say typically when transplanted organs fail in living patients, doctors do throw them away. But there are 73,000 people awaiting transplants just alone in our country. And some specialists say doctors are now starting to consider doing the reusing, recycling. They say the need for kidney transplantation does not match our capacity. All right, so the donated kidney lasted 2 weeks in a first patient, a 27-year-old Illinois man. Okay? The disease that ruined his kidneys started to damage the new kidney. I'd like to know what disease this is. They aren't saying. Huh. I mean, there's a variety of type of sclerotic diseases that just eat up the kidney, or diabetes could hurt the kidney. So a variety of things can hurt the kidney. And so you get a new kidney to live longer, but the condition could just eat through that kidney as well. So his sister had donated a kidney. Looks like his body started to damage a new kidney. So they said, you know what, then rather than losing this whole kidney, let's take this kidney out. It's not helping him. He's getting sicker. And with his permission and the sister's permission, they removed it last July and retransplanted it into a 67-year-old Indiana man. Now, the original gentleman, the Illinois man, is back on dialysis and will hopefully get another transplant. So he doesn't have a new organ yet. All right. But, you know, whew, that's fast. I got to tell you, I really got to give credit to the medical community. They always seem to be thinking. You know, they're always thinking. And I got to admit, this is kind of nice that they gave it to somebody in their 60s. Remember I told you we're going to start seeing some age discrimination when it comes to transplants? They're going to try to cut back on people receiving transplants when they're of a certain age and trying to use the younger kidneys for other people. My guess is because this was a young kidney and the kidney was already starting to show some damage, they figured that the amount of damage on that kidney would still be enough for a 67-year-old's remaining lifespan. That's what I think happened, okay? So don't all get excited, because I still see that in the works. And transplant surgeons and specialists have already said that that's what they're noticing is going to start happening, which it really scares the heck out of me. But also, you see what he did. He brought his sister. His sister donated the kidney. You know, I mean, I don't know if you guys are in touch with your family, right, or if they like you at all, but start, you know, be nice. You know, maybe add them as a friend on Facebook. I know I have some family I just don't have on Facebook because they bug me. I mean, I love my family, but sometimes and vice versa. I've seen them remove some of my posts because they don't want, you know, to hear all my updates. I know. That's how family is. We get on each other's nerves. You know, in the older days, you pretend to love each other. Now, you just defriend, you poke, you super poke, you untweet, you tweet. All right. Now, let me see what else happened here. In Boston, 2009, a man died shortly after getting a new heart. But the organ was in good enough shape to be transplanted into somebody else. In 2005, Medical Journal Report detailed 3 U.S. cases involving donor livers reused after the initial recipients died, and said they were among 11 similar cases between 87 and 05. Also, there was a kidney retransplant, a heart retransplant in Spain and Switzerland. So, you know, this is interesting. You know, if it works, it works. I know many of us would like a brand new organ, but we're not getting a brand new organ. We're not. Okay? You know, we're getting whatever organ is out there. Now, do they clean it off? Yes, I'm sure they do. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they do kind of give it a quick little scrub. All right? So I wouldn't panic about that. But it does. It just kind of, you know, kind of gives the heebie-jeebies that that's an organ from... You got to get over it, though. You okay, remember there was that one gentleman, we talked about this, whose wife severed his penis. She was mad at him. I know it seems to happen all the time. Last year, there was a bunch of them. But there was one where it was to the point where he needed a transplant. So there was a cadaver that just freshly died, a gentleman that recently died, and they transplanted his penis on the gentleman who was the victim of his wife cutting it off, and he couldn't handle it. He could not handle somebody else's body part being there, and he asked for it to be removed, and he just dealt with the stump and the catheter and everything else. So you have some people that just can't handle it. You know, it just gives them the heebie-jeebies. I honestly, you know, to stay alive, do it. But I understand this particular case, he was probably like, well, it's not really, you know, to stay alive, so no thank you. All right, so that's what's going on with that. Let's move on to more medical news. For those who are joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So news today, pretty exciting news for those of us that love Italian food and our oregano, that oregano can help fight prostate cancer. Tests done on prostate cells at Long Island University showed that a component of oregano, the carvacrol, actually causes apoptosis, which is cellular suicide. When these cancer cells decide to just quote unquote commit suicide, right, and just die, this apoptosis, it's kind of a good thing when it comes to cancer cells. And so they found that a component of oregano causes that. Now we have oregano on our meatballs and our meatloaf. I put oregano on everything. Even if I'm not doing an Italian dish, I love oregano. So that's kind of pretty exciting. Now, many people had said that pizza helps fight cancer. And I remember when they were talking about that, I'm like, what? What are you talking about? What is it? Maybe the bell peppers on the pizza? You know, what is it? And the reason why they said that is because of the tomato sauce. What do tomatoes have? Lycopene. So, you know, between the tomatoes, between the oregano, what was it back in the 80s they were trying to say? Pizza, like pepperoni pizza, is all four food groups? Or the Big Mac was all for food groups, and Ronald Reagan had agreed or something. I remember there was a big thing. I thought Ronald Reagan was cool. I was like, okay, he likes McDonald's. He's got to be cool. So interesting stuff. So oregano, possibly a cure later to prostate cancer. Really cool stuff. And BBC News reports that aspirin again significantly cuts bowel cancer death risk. Now, by bowel cancer, it could mean GI cancer, gastric cancer. This is pretty significant. A study in the British Journal of Cancer looked at 4,500 bowel cancer patients in the Netherlands. All of the patients on aspirin were taking a very low dose, like 80 milligrams or less. Little baby aspirin, which is what we use for heart disease. All right. And they said that there was some pretty significant, looks like taking aspirin for any length of time cut the chance of dying of bowel cancer by 23%. They looked at over a span of a decade. A quarter of the patients did not use aspirin. A quarter took aspirin after being diagnosed with bowel cancer. And the remaining half had been taking aspirin for cardiovascular issues. All right. The ones who had been taking it, all right, like I said, on a regular basis, cut their death by 23%. Patients who took a daily dose of aspirin for at least 9 months after they diagnosis cut their chance of dying by 30%. Taking aspirin only after they had been told you got bowel cancer, all right, reduced death risk by 12%. This is just another study among many where cancer could be fought by your aspirin. I mean, this is fascinating. I don't know why. Maybe it's the anti-inflammatory properties. You know, maybe cancer feeds on the inflammation it causes by the other cells. Those cells become weak so they could grow to the next one. I don't know. They think it's probably because of the anti-inflammatory effects, but just fascinating stuff, honestly, you know. And that is something that Obamacare will probably cover. They will probably let us maybe take a baby aspirin, so why not? All right, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
BeProfessionalBePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BeProfessionalBePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to XM Satellite for airing and broadcasting the show. Big thanks to all our affiliates who have been airing the Dr. Dahlia Show. But a big, big thanks to you all for listening. Please follow me on Twitter at DRDALIAH for Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Facebook. And if you do go to our website, please sign in at DrDahlia.com to our guest book. I'd love to know where you're listening from. Okay, let's talk about this little boy. This little Akian, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, little 10-year-old autistic boy, all right? Sweet, gentle child, per dad, Stuart Chaffetz. And he said that he had suspected that something was going wrong at the school, horrifyingly wrong, because he said his son began acting violently. So he had the boy wear a digital recorder to see what was going on in school. Now, from what I understand, he goes to Horace Mann Elementary School. And he was starting to be out of character when he was, or he started to realize something's wrong, because the dad was receiving reports that the child was hitting the teacher and the teacher's aide. So he's like, wait a second, I better record this. Okay? So what he decided to do was he put this digital recorder on. I believe it happened on a February school day. Now, apparently he is in a self-contained autism class, they call it, with five other students. And the device recorded about 6.5 hours of radio. This is being reported by ABC. Now, I do not know if these teachers are secondary special ed teachers, if their teachers equipped to handle autistic children, but from what we understand, they were extremely verbally abusive, okay? When the little boy, the autistic boy, was kind of talking to himself, one of the teachers said, who are you talking to? Nobody? Knock it off. Aiken was also told several times to shut his mouth. He was being scolded. Boy starts to cry. The administrator says, go ahead and scream, because guess what? You're going to get nothing until your mouth is shut. At another point, the teacher calls him a bastard when he doesn't stop crying. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is a 10-year-old boy. From what I also understand, the teachers were sitting there, I mean, rather than teaching the kids, talking about, I guess one of them was drunk the night before and she spent the whole day vomiting, or the whole morning vomiting, dealing with a hangover. And so this is the kind of stuff that he heard. Now, I mean, okay, mind you, I know teachers have private conversations. I know teachers get frustrated. I understand that. But it does not sound like these teachers were teachers that had any education or any training in special ed. All right? And these teachers have no business being around autistic students, because they're going to mistreat them and abuse them. You know, it's interesting. When we talk about abuse, elder abuse and, you know, verbal abuse, or physical abuse, etc., we always talk about how either people who have physical disabilities or psychological disabilities or mental disabilities or learning disabilities are often the highest group abused. And people are like, what? Who would do that? Who would do that to somebody in a wheelchair? Who would do that to a child who was blind? Who would do that to a child who's autistic? We don't know why. They're idiots. But this is an example of how it's being done. You drop the child off. You know, everything looks all happy. Everything looks happy. They spend the day. They hate school. Why do you hate school? They can't communicate. And maybe these teachers know that. Maybe the teachers think that this little child couldn't communicate, so they could do whatever the heck they wanted. Now, one of the charities I like to work with, I love to work with, and I'm organizing their gala for this Saturday, is the Fast for Kids, Finding Autistic Solutions for Tomorrow. Because what this charity does is it actually raises money for the educational needs of children to hire the proper teachers, the appropriate teachers that are equipped. All right. I mean, I have parents of autistic children, and keep in mind, too, we have four nieces and nephews. It is very difficult to take care of an autistic child. Absolutely. Okay, we can all agree on that. It's exhausting. All right. You know, many times in a classroom with a child that doesn't have autism, you know, you could tell the children, all right, nap time, put your head on your desk, or lie down on the mat. It's quiet time. Read a book. All right. A lot of times that doesn't happen with children of autism, depending on their degree or their severity. All right, they'll roam around, they won't engage with you, they won't listen. And so, in order to teach children, and we don't have medical treatment for autism. There's no medical treatment, there's no shot, there's no pill. Our treatment is education. That's why Fast for Kids is such an important organization, and many autistic organizations out there that, you know, raise money for the education of these kids. That's the treatment, that's the medical treatment. All right, for these children, you get them educated, you get them into the therapy that they need. and work on their learning abilities and their engaging abilities and their communication abilities immediately early on so they could then blend in with society and be able to hopefully later work and live and go shopping, etc. And depending, of course, on the severity. You have people with Asperger's that have done fine. They've gone through school. They've aced their classes. I mean, many of them are smarter than children without autism or Asperger's. I mean, they just fly through school, do well, but they have some issues socially, you know, etc. So, but I've noticed that many children in these quote-unquote self-contained classes, which I hate that term, self-contained classes of 5 autistic children. Okay, who's the teacher? Are they an autistic specialist? Are they someone that knows how to deal with learning abilities? Are they somebody with patience? And from what it looks like, the answer is no. Now, from what I understand, this happened actually in another school. 2 Alabama teachers were put on administrative leave after the mother of a 10-year-old, Jose Salinas, who had cerebral palsy, attached an audio recorder to the bottom of his wheelchair and caught them scolding him about drooling as well as other things. Okay, so we're going to probably start seeing a theme of teacher abuse. And I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to have more and more parents hook up surveillance equipment on their children. And you want to know what? Good for them. If your child can't communicate what happens in school, then you should have some ability to know what happened. Either you're able to go, or if you can't go, have some video or some audio. And the reason why I don't have a problem with that is when I had to put my children into a daycare, you know, these daycares now have video. You could log on to the internet, you could connect on the internet and see your child, so you could see. Now, back then, internet was still kind of new. It was still very slow, so it wasn't real-time video. You know, I saw my child standing there, and then there was a 15-second lag, and then you saw him crying. Then you saw him crying again, and then you saw a teacher start to walk towards him. I mean, I was going crazy trying to figure out, are they helping my kid? I mean, you know, sometimes I didn't want to watch. I just couldn't watch because I would be so frustrated. I'm like, my baby's sitting there in the middle of the room crying. Everybody else has their sippy cups. My kid doesn't have their sippy cup. I mean, but you know what? He's my baby, and I don't know what's going on. He can't communicate to me because he can't talk. You know, and I felt so guilty he had to be in daycare, but I was working in urgent care and you couldn't bring your kids. Luckily now with my office, I was able to bring the kids to work and be able to watch them there. But, you know, then, no, I had to, you know, I had to work and I had a boss and I had to, you know, I couldn't. I had to have my kids in daycare. And, gosh, I really feel for your moms. It's horrible being away from your kids. It's horrible. I mean, now I'm like, you know, I can't wait. Why? Because they talk. And they ask for stuff, and they're spoiled. So now I'm like, go to school, leave. Oh, yeah, I think Thursday, right? We're coming up on Bring Your Kid to Work Day. not happening. No, thank you. Stay in school, please. Stay in school. So, but anyway, I don't think it's too much to ask for some sort of video surveillance or audio surveillance. Why not? Why not? You know, I mean, I love the teachers that say, anytime you want to come in and see what we're doing, absolutely. Now, I can understand being a teacher, you kind of want a little privacy. You know, sometimes you want to kind of fix your pants. Sometimes you want to, you know, when the kids are doing nap time, you just kind of want to sit down and go, whew, you know. And I mean, because I know it's difficult. Honestly, I don't know how you teachers do it, right? But unfortunately, when you have a child that can't speak, something's going on. They're starting to have behavioral problems. Yes, you need to know what is happening day by day. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. We got another hour coming up. Don't go away. We're going to talk about what happened with the Supreme Court today. Don't go away. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-877-877. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.